It's easy to dismiss concepts or ideas that seem uncomfortable, confusing, or unreal. The Nebulous is a new podcast that explores perceptions about complex themes relating to the human experience and the ambiguities of the human mind. I'm Lexi Smith, and I invite you to challenge your beliefs, open your mind, and learn from a diverse group of people. Subscribe to The Nebulous today. If the point of this podcast is to keep an open mind and consider the impossible, it's only fair that spirits in the afterlife make an appearance at one point. I'm not talking about Ouija boards or paranormal activity, but people that actually live among us. A medium is a person who is contacted by the deceased in order to convey messages to loved ones. It's a talent that allows a person to channel spirits. It sounds chilling and uneasy. You're not alone in your thoughts here.
It's not true until it's proven to be true, until there is hard evidence showing that it is true.
I think that there are some people that have the ability to sense things that the rest of us don't.
It's just a different way of thinking, or seeing, or perceiving.
But what if it's also a rejuvenating, emotional, and beneficial experience? What if it's something that generates insight and gives a grieving person closure?
I got brought into this work instantaneously through a tragedy, and then following the tragedy, something beautiful.
This is Anisha Ryan Carey, a medium who gives readings in Boise.
So I lost my son in 2012, and he had passed, and it was pretty awful. You know, it was more than pretty awful, as everyone can imagine, right? But 36 hours later, so I had slept one night, had a 24-hour period of just grieving, and I went to bed that night and woke up at 4 in the morning to his spirit right there, and messages from him, teaching, and grace. It was what is called an after-death visit. For me, it was an incredibly transformational experience.
She claims that this isn't the life that she chose or sought after. It was the life that she was born with that one day made sense to her. She had a gift or a talent, much like how someone is a gifted cook or an athlete, and she chooses to share her talent with the world.
I don't think it's a matter of becoming. I think I was always a medium, and he was letting me know. My son, this is what he said to me. Mom, everyone remembers backwards. You and I, and some of us, remember forwards.
I wonder, was this encounter startling? Was it scary or jarring having a spirit, someone passed away, speak to you?
At first, it was like I'm connecting to my son, and it was beautiful. But I also wondered if I might be crazy, which in our society, when we have experiences that are spiritual, we often can think that we're crazy. So I called a counselor that I knew, and I said, can I please come in? Not only has my son passed, but I'm having these experiences that are blowing my mind. And I went in, I sat down across from her, and instantly in my mind came the most beautiful, beautiful flames of color and light with lots of information, and they were loved ones passed that of the counselors, and she was able to validate the information that they had brought through, and that was the moment I knew, okay, I'm not only connecting with my son, which is just amazing, but I'm connecting with the spirit world.
Although Anisha questioned the experiences and visits she was getting, it didn't take her long to accept, express, and understand who she is as a person. This might be because she had a familiar guiding hand in the process.
Just to understand that we don't end like we think, you know, so many of us think, okay, when I stop breathing, my body's gone and I am gone, and that's it. It's a tremendously huge change of the mind to realize, oh, wow, this is just a little piece of life here on Earth. You know, continue on, and that means my loved ones continue on. It's pretty amazing. At least it was for me to really come to know that.
It's something that comes naturally for Anisha, speaking with her son and practicing mediumship for herself. But what does a reading look like? So people like me, who have never had an experience or an encounter like this, it would seem forced to make someone that has passed speak with me on my terms. It made me curious to know how she prepared and participated in a reading.
So if I have readings scheduled, right, and I meditate. So I first prepare the space, the energy, raising it to high vibration. So, right, a psychic perceives energy from people here on Earth and reads energy through perceiving it. And a medium has to raise their vibration way up and receives energy and information from the high vibration of spirit. So I have to, before a reading, raise my vibration really high. So I meditate, and I also have to get myself out of the way. Because you want to be like a glass pipe, right? Really clear, so that whatever spirit has for their loved one is just going from spirit to loved one, like a conversation and experience together. So when I'm meditating, purposely preparing to read, I can feel it right now. And it is an amazing experience when you feel the spirit coming in to start communication. It's wondrous. I never, ever get tired of that feeling. And just like no one's alike, you know, no one is alike. There's no two spirits that are alike.
Basically, Anisha is a resource or even a platform that spirits and those in mourning can utilize. Imagine how exhausting and energy draining delivering this level of sensitive and personal content all day would be. No wonder meditation is such a big thing to her. So of course, mediumship has its own set of obstacles and challenges, some more upsetting than others. Her reading could go a completely different direction than what the person intended or wanted, because you can't control something like this.
It can feel like my antennas aren't up, you know, like just boom, and then I have to honor that. And because sometimes I'm not the medium for someone, their loved one might want them to be with somebody who has more in their energy and their mind, right, to be able to do a reading with. Sometimes it's not the right time for a person to have the reading. Sometimes it might not be the right time for me to, I don't know. But that's a signal to me, is when I'm not having that feeling of being connected high vibrationally.
You're listening to an interview with Anisha Ryan Carey discussing her journey and experience with mediumship. We've heard now that it doesn't always go as planned. The medium has little to no control over the spirit. And for the most part, these readings happen in the office that this interview took place in, a controlled environment. But if this is such a sporadic and meaningful encounter, I wonder if there's a heavy and important impulse to tell random people about spirits that might be coming through for them.
No, I do not do that. But I tried it early on. I remember someone was coming to paint the inside of our house, and right when he was leaving, I got a picture of a young girl, beautiful young woman, and a song in my head, and she was telling me about her face, and I didn't like this part of my face, and I didn't like that part, and that he was my fiancé, and I really want to get a message to him. Well, I said, I think you picked the wrong medium, because I'm really shy. I don't want to do that. And he was coming back to paint the next day, and so I arranged to go out for coffee at that time, because that was really hard for me to think of. I don't know what people even know what mediumship is, right? So that morning, the spirit, she came back in my third eye, and I could hear, please, you're the only way I can get this message to him. And I said, okay, I will do it if you can get him, when I'm backing out of the driveway, you can get him to stand in the middle of the garage all by himself. Well, I saw him go in, so I went and got in my car to back out, thinking I'm in the clear, because that's not going to happen. I back out, I'm almost down the driveway, and he walks out the back door and stands in the middle of my garage all by himself. So I got out of the car and went up and talked to him, and he didn't even know what a medium was. Talked to him about it, and he said, yes, that was my fiancé. And she had a lovely message for how he'd been living his life and wanting him to know that she knew how well he was living his life. So that was a good experience. The next one, I was going to an appointment, my own appointment. Three times I had the spirit come with for who I thought was the woman who was working with me each time. So by the fourth time when I went, this was the optometrist, I went to pick up my glasses. And he was there again. He said, please, can you please get a message? Right? Okay, only if you can get her by herself, the back of that far room with that chair. And I couldn't believe it. She walked back there in that chair all by herself, and I walked over, and it really scared her. She thought she had lost somebody or something, and she didn't know who he was. And that's when I realized that Teresa Caputo, camera crew, and people who work with her must be able to go find who belongs to that spirit, and that this is not going to work in my little life here.
Hearing these stories makes the whole concept feel so much more real to me. But maybe one of the most important questions has yet to be asked. What is happening to Anisha when a spirit is contacting her? What does it feel like to be so close to an entire different reality? I ask this question, but I wonder if there's even words to describe it.
Have you heard of near-death experiences, right? Most of us have heard of those when people their bodies die and die for a little bit, and they leave their energy, their spirit leaves the body and has an experience of the afterlife. That is, most of them are just so beautiful and peaceful that they really transform the person when they are brought back to life. An after-death visit is when what we'd call the afterlife, heaven, right, grace, source, comes to you through a loved one. Now, somebody might have an after-death visit that is in a dream. Mine was very transformative for me because my son came with energy that was just what I hear people say in near-death experiences. I knew I was in grace, Holy Spirit, words I've heard through the years, like, oh my gosh, it was just golden light and peace beyond anything, in a silence that was so beautiful. And my son was there. And I knew, too, that he was okay. Not only okay, beautiful.
Imagine if everyone could see this, if everyone could experience whatever sensation and vision Anisha is experiencing. Grieving and closure would be that much more attainable, which is kind of the overall goal in this medium's case specifically.
I feel like that's my job, right? Is to help people when people come and they continue to work on a more regular basis, or some people will come in every year or every 6 months. Sometimes if people are going through a lot, they'll come in every month or two. That I want them to get to a point where they don't ever need a medium again because they are so in tune within themselves and they are able to connect themselves to to our unseen, beautiful spiritual world and can do readings for themselves through their own spiritual practices of, you know, meditation and mindfulness and prayer and just the being quiet, being able to be peacefully within yourself. Understand all of us have guidance, spiritual guidance, and be able to work with your guidance. It amazes me how the universe can work with us.
Mediumship is not something you need to believe in or not. Each and every one of us deals with grief and loss in our own way, maybe finding closure through a spiritual session that can allow us to move on and continue living a productive life. Maybe the rest of us don't need that. There's not a right or a wrong, just a matter of life and how you choose to look at the world.
What happened for me is I came to know that the impossible is possible. I think I want to share what a blessing it feels like to have gotten to have the experience I did when I lost my son. That for most people, they go and look for a medium, right? Or they don't, and it's when it's a really difficult experience to lose your child. And I feel really blessed that I got to have direct connection and for a long time, and that I'm still, well, maybe, oh, be able to tell my family or my husband, oh, he's with us.
I want to leave you with a lighter story, one of Anisha's favorite readings.
Not long ago, I remember having a reading. I was just sitting here. And I know they can't see what I'm doing, but I'm like petting it as if there's a little animal on my lap. And it's just like, oh, they had a cat. She had a cat. And in the early readings, the one that there's a testimonial, oh my gosh, that was such a beautiful reading given by her many dogs through the years. And then I have also read with someone, it was one of my most favorite readings. They had one kind of dog, five of them, through their whole childhood. And every one of those dog spirits came in, talked about how they passed. They each had a different passing, and who they were most connected to. And then they told me all about the person they were most connected to and where they'd sit with them and what they'd do. And that was something I'll never forget. But yes, they come through like we do.
Mediumship, spirits, readings, maybe not as scary as we all thought. If you're able to become as self and emotionally aware as Anisha hopes for her own clients, then one day this could be a practice that you're even capable of. Listening to The Nebulous by Boise State Public Radio. I'm Lexi Smith, music by Sapphiris, Ross Bugden, White Sand, and Keys of Moon. Support staff, Kelsey Thompson. On the next episode of The Nebulous, there are endless ways to heal and to cope. But what would be so unsound with your body that instead of a doctor or a therapist, you turn to a psychic?
A lot of times I'll have clients that have something that they know isn't right, but no one can put their finger on it.
Kathy Kearns, a psychic, on The Nebulous, a podcast by Boise State Public Radio.